Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Question is simple. You can have one outcome guaranteed. You can watch it this weekend. Tigers sweep the A's. Michigan upsets Texas. Lions defeat Matthew Stafford and the Rams Sunday night. Which are you choosing? You only get to pick one. I know you want them all. But for the sake of argument, and this makes it fun, you got to choose what's a higher priority to you. 248-539-9797. Let's just jump right into this. Terrence, thanks for holding. You're on 97.1.
Fellas, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Good, man. I got to go with the Lions and the Rams because that, to me, is the one I'm just not used to seeing. I'm 33 years old. I've seen Michigan play a top-10 matchup, college game day being there at the Big House. I've seen the Tigers fighting for playoff spots late in the season. I have not seen the Lions favored to win a game at home to open up the season on Sunday night primetime football. So that's why I'm going with the Lions. Brought back the head coach, both coordinators, you know, same team, made some adjustments. I'm excited to see that. That's what I'm going for. I do think, though, that Vegas having the line at 3.5 was a little off of me. So I got the Rams covering. I got the Lions winning by 3, but I don't think they'll cover.
Wow. You sound like me.
Yeah, Terrence, the funny thing about the line, especially when the Rams had the injuries, I thought that the Lions would be favored by a lot more. That line has not budged,
absolutely
not moved at all.
No, I agree. And when I saw that, I said, there's a reason why Vegas still hanging at 3.5. I don't trust it.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you, and I appreciate the phone call. That did worry me. Kenny, I don't know if you are, but I'm like, because I didn't think that Puka Nacua was going to play, but now it looks like he is. Young secondary going to get tested, and maybe that's why.
The line doesn't worry me. The secondary, though, you're right. The secondary does concern me. You have rookies going against powerful receivers.
Yeah, could get interesting. That's why Kenny chose the Lions. He doesn't want to sweat that out. Kenny just wants to see a victory. Ned, you're on 97.1.
Gentlemen.
Hey, man.
Hey, so, hey, guys. So I'm actually heading out to Oakland. So I'm going to take the Tiger sweep. And we're only 5.5 games behind Kansas City. So if what Rico says, hypothetically, I have it my way, we're by the end of the weekend, we're a half game behind. I catch the early flight home from San Francisco, and icing on the cake is I'll be at the Lions game too. So I'm going out to Oakland though, so I'd like to see the Tigers sweep in Oakland.
See, I get it. It's personal for him.
Yeah, by the way, they are only 4.5, Ned, not 5.5 right now. Now, why are you going to Oakland? Is it business, or you just want to see that stadium before it comes down? Because this is it. It's the last time the Tigers are facing Oakland in Oakland.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so a buddy of mine from college, we go and we're trying to hit all the ballparks. We've hit 23 now, and we're doing San Francisco. We're doing Oracle, which is supposed to be the best view in Major League Baseball. So I'm pumped to see that. Still a little bitter about 2012, but I'll be good out there. And then going to Oakland, yeah, because they're burning it down, man. They're going to demolish that place, and they're going to Vegas. And people don't realize the Coliseum is pretty historic, you know.
So, oh, it's very historic.
So, yeah, so going to knock those two off the list and hopefully get a Tiger sweep.
All right. Well, enjoy, have fun, and a safe flight back, Ned. Ned's taking the Tigers, because he's there. It's why you're taking Michigan, right?
Pretty much.
Because you're going to be there, having fun, tailgating, drinking it up, going on the set of Fox and Game Day.
No, I don't think I'm going to have a pass to be able to be that close. But I'd be interesting. I'd like to see Urban and Saban get into like a steel cage match between the networks.
I thought you had like famous daughters now. They can get you anywhere.
College. Maybe for NFL, she could use her weight a little bit, but I don't know. She's still pretty low.
Well, Nick Saban coached the NFL.
Yeah.
So did Urban. Not really, but yes.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
They both coached in the state of Florida, and you know what? Nick Saban gets a bad rap for his NFL career. Yeah, he left in really squirrely circumstances, which he's done before that too. But I believe they made the playoffs with the Dolphins 1 year.
If I remember this correctly, I don't fault Nick Saban because Nick Saban said who he wanted for quarterback.
Drew Brees.
He wanted Drew Brees.
The doctors said no.
And they said no, and they gave him Dante Culpepper.
Correct.
Because Dante Culpepper was going to sell tickets, and he was the next best thing. He was going to be a bigger version of Michael Vick.
Yeah, but Nick Saban...
Nick Saban was like, no, give me Drew Brees and I can win. Well, Drew Brees goes to the Saints. Drew Brees wins the Super Bowl.
And Nick Saban ended up coming into Ford Field on Thanksgiving with Joey Harrington and beating the Lions.
You know what? That was the easiest fantasy pickup for me ever. I'm like, guys, because everybody laughed at me.
Right.
Because I picked up Joey Harrington for that particular game. Because like, he's going to come back here and torch this team. And then I dropped him the very next week.
And didn't they play like Piano Man or something like that? They would troll him. And
they did.
Saban was pissed at the press conference afterwards.
They did. Because when he came out on the field, they started playing Piano Man because this town never loved him. What, Kenny?
Why are we doing this? Can we stop this?
What?
Just picking at an old scab.
What old scab? Were you five at that time? You don't remember that.
Yeah, really?
How much do you remember Joey Harrington?
That was the first quarterback that I remember in my football watching life.
Wow, and you're still a Lions fan. That's incredible.
And I'm still a Lions fan. I toughed it out.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts, and we jump back into the phone lines.
I'm taking the guarantee of the Lions. That is from Aaron at work in South Lyon. Someone else says, I would take Michigan for the betting odds and then bet my house on them. Nate from Clawson. I think we're going to deem that illegal in this scenario, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
You're not going to be able to bet on your... guaranteed scenario.
I didn't think about that, but there's...
Smart man.
I mean, is that Connor?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
He's got to get Mumford some new uniforms.
And then Jack in Hazel Park says, Lions beating the Rams because the Lions have the highest potential of all three teams so far.
True, but if they lose, okay, so they'll be 16-1. I'm just kidding. But yes.
I still say this. When it comes to baseball, especially if you're playing hot baseball in September and you roll into the playoffs and that other team has to get up to your level, I've seen it before. It's kind of like hockey where the seeding doesn't matter.
Oh, I know.
The NBA, seeding matters because it's rare you see somebody get knocked off.
Can you imagine the Tigers fighting for the wild card the last series of the season? The Chicago White Sox come to town for three, trying to avoid being the worst team in baseball history.
I think at that point they're there.
Oh, I know.
And I think if you're Detroit, see, unlike when the Tigers, it was when they were Twins. Yeah. And they kind of said, all right, we're going to play nobodies because we don't want to. We're winning. We're going to destroy you. We're going to do everything we can. Yep. That's Scooble on the mound.
Yes.
I know I don't need him, but yes. I just want to make sure we beat you.
Yeah. And we want to get to the playoffs.
Right. So that's what I want to see. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Cliff, you're on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Wonderful.
Hey, Stoney.
Hey.
Long-time listener, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Great subject. I really think it's an easy answer, though. I think it's definitely the Tigers because you've got the Lions. You still got 16 games. You got Michigan. You still got games. And if they do upset Texas, that would be a great win. But you're talking Tigers winning 5 in a row, 4.5 out going into today. You're talking Monday morning. You're talking about a team that could be 1.5 to 2 games out of that wild card spot. And I really think they'd be the talk of the town if that's the situation.
Well, they'd be right up there. I don't know if they'd be talking to the town. And then, look, the other thing is they come home to play a horrible Colorado team for three.
Exactly.
Then the Orioles are here for three. Then we have, so whatever. And then you got to go to Kansas City for three the following, a week from Monday.
And then, but you end the season, like you said, you end the season with Chicago.
Right.
I'm just saying that it could be 5 in a row, could be awful big, only being 4.5 out. Yeah.
No, you're right.
It would be fun. There's no doubt about it.
So, no.
Absolutely, it'd be fun. If you're talking playoffs in September, that'd be awesome. You gentlemen have a great day.
All right,
thanks, Cliff. I mean, that's the one thing about the Tigers. It's if they sweep, it's not a guarantee they make the playoffs. If the Lions win, you're 1-0. If Michigan wins, I think you write your season. If Michigan wins that game,
right?
You know what? Here's the thing: if Michigan beats Texas,
they're going to be in the playoffs. Top five too.
No. You're in the playoffs.
You should
like
be.
Certain teams to me, you could only screw up. Like Miami is in. Notre Dame is in. Georgia, they're in. Okay?
Because if they beat Texas, chances are 2 losses max.
It will still probably get you in.
Yes, agreed.
Like I said, there's a handful of teams that I would then if they went out there and they held serve at home beating Texas, they're in. They're back in the playoffs for another year. So that's why this game would be important. Tigers, no guarantee, but, man, it would make them very relevant and very interesting, especially because you get a free square to end the season.
Kenny would be so happy to.
Slick back so here, Kenny.
Look at this. A week from tonight, 9/11, unfortunately, but a week from tonight, you can get in as low as $3 to Comerica Park.
Kenny, think of all the daiquiris you could buy.
Thank God. $3 tickets.
How about that? And the daiquiri cost twice as much as the ticket, at least.
You're paying more for parking in the daiquiri.
On second thought, maybe not. Because Kenny was, Tuesday was rough. Let's just put it like that.
That, by the way, had nothing to do with daiquiris. None of that was on me, by the way. Okay. I can tell you that story later on, but that was a tough day.
Kenny was, Tuesday was a rough day for him. He had no voice. He was just kind of here. We'll put it like that. He was here. He showed up to work almost on time. You know, he was almost here. All right. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey.
Rico, Stoney, how you guys doing this afternoon?
Good, thank you.
Hey, gentlemen, I'll tell you what. My pick, got to be the Lions. Tigers are fun to watch. The Wolverines, they're going to take a step back. I agreed with you guys yesterday. Mine has got to be the Lions. The disrespect that Stafford and that team has been showing the Lions, I want them to come out guns a-blazing, put the foot on the throat early. That's my pick. I got to see them do something this year and start it off with a bang.
Can I ask you a question?
Shut the Stafford thing down for a change.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stoney.
What has Stafford said to disrespect the Lions, by the way? I'm just curious. Did I miss something?
Well, like in his last interview he did out there in L.A., you know, they asked him, were you rooting for the Lions after that? No, I wasn't.
No, and he said when he loses, when the season's over, he doesn't root for anybody. It has nothing to do with that.
But then he wants to say how we're booing his kids as well.
No, that was his wife. That's number one. Number two, do you think Jared Goff, you know, would root for the Rams?
See, Mike, let me help you out here.
Or any other team? Do you think Jared Goff was rooting for the 49ers in the Super Bowl? Probably not. His wife wasn't even rooting.
Well, no, he's from there. He was rooting for him.
Oh, okay.
He's from. No, but yeah. I think what Mike is, because if Stafford, and I think a lot of people would, dude, can you just tell your wife to shut up?
Well, that's a different story.
And that's why I think Mike and a lot of people just don't like Stafford, because, like, we don't want to hear from your wife. She doesn't suit up and play, and all she's doing is making your life difficult. He was a fan favorite, and now he's being hated. And it's not really for anything that he's done. Remember, people, and I'm sure Mike was the same way. I appreciate the phone call, Mike. They rooted for Stafford to win the Super Bowl. And then his wife just nonstop, yep.
And you
can't stand him.
When his career ends, when he comes back here and they put his name on the Ring of Honor and all that kind of stuff, people will be happy. Give him a standing ovation and he deserves it.
You know what?
He was great here.
And maybe I'm wrong. If he shows up alone, he'll get cheered. He walks out there with his wife, he's going to get booed. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.